der verfolgten Zufluchtsplatz.
Nearly 300 years after the religious group was founded in Europe, the Amana Church Society remains the only denomination of its kind in the world. We're listening to his service from 1962, when communion was held just every other year.
If you go to an Amana church, you'll see it's very plain, no stained glass, no icons of any kind, no organ music. All the singing in the church is a cappella.
Historian Lanny Haldy was born in Amana.
The notion that when you're in church, you should be focused inwardly and with your relationship with God.
In 1934, University of Iowa German language professor Eric Funke studied the Amana dialect.
And those recordings were made on aluminum discs of people, Amana people speaking in the various villages, and he even identified variations in the dialect from village to village in Amana.
The Funke research came right after residents voted to reorganize. The church separated from other colony businesses, ending more than 75 years of communal living.
They were not supposed to have any money of their own, and very few of them did.
Charles Seltzer, former president of the Amana Church, was interviewed for a documentary on Voice of America 50 years ago.
Homes were not equipped with kitchens and the like. Everyone went at a specified time to the community kitchens.
We're not talking about a theme amusement park or a German festival.
60 Minutes also came to Amana.
It's known as Amana.
Correspondent Harry Reisner from Dakota City, Iowa, should have known it's Amana.
To Iowans, Amana means the last great utopia. A place where things are still done the way they used to be.
Such a beautiful timepiece must have an equally beautiful sound. So we asked an attendant if he would set the clock to strike the hour of 12.
Like the VOA, documentary makers always visit the Amana workshops. 3 decades ago, Mary Jane Odell stopped at the Woolen Mills for Iowa Public TV.
Each year, 130 mill workers process over 1 million yards of the finest woolen blend to be found.
The clatter of the old looms began to disappear in the mid-80s.
Day and night, when they were weaving, it was just that. You know, just over and over, and on a windy day, you could hear it all the way in the next village in Middle Amana. It was just kind of the routine that set the pace of the community.
Henry Dietrich of Amana, Iowa, who is a sawmiller by trade and plays the old German zither for a hobby, is playing tonight at the Oxyoke Inn.
This 1959 recording is from the Voice of America profile. The traditional German zither is a relative of the auto harp. It was common years ago, but now Lanny Haldy, the Amana Society's executive director, says it has practically vanished.
A lot of people played the zither. A lot of people today have no idea what it is. But that communal heritage, that German heritage, that religious heritage that we have is still very much present in our daily lives.
From Amana, Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.